fast start, and which we knew they would settle in at, once that kind of wave passed through. But really like how the players just approached the week and the day of the game. Had a great crowd here for homecoming, and the players came out ready to play and really got on top of them early. But just just playing to our standard, and love the physicality that we played with, and think that's going to be something that we certainly need to hang our hat on.
Highest ranked win for your team since 2018. As you continue to build the main program, how important is that win for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a big win. I mean, certainly a big win. Certainly a big win for our program, for Maine football. And just talking to players after, just feel like they should have a great sense of pride and be proud of the work that they've put in, and a great sense of accomplishment in getting that win. And obviously, it's a delicate balance. I mean, that's a big win, and we're certainly and we celebrated that, and we were thrilled about that, and just hungry for some more, and getting back to work today and really turned the page. But that was certainly a big win for Maine football.
First question this morning from Larry. Go ahead, Larry.
Thanks, Rob. Hi, Coach.
Hey, what's up, Larry?
Well, okay, you've got you've basically played three very good games in a row, with the exception of the last 8 minutes at Delaware. Now you got something to build on, and now you've got a Rhode Island game, which has playoff implications. I mean, how do you set about this the importance of a game like this, and what's going to take to have some success down there? Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, big challenge for us. I mean, huge test for us going down to Rhode Island. I think it's their homecoming. This is a team that's undefeated in FCS play and top of our conference. So they finish really well. It's a team that knows how to finish. They've had close games. They've been able to close out close games in the fourth quarter, scoring a ton of points in the fourth quarter as well. But for us, really, I mean, just being able to show growth every week. That's our mindset, is like, getting better game seven to game eight, cleaning up the things we didn't do well in this game, and coming out in the Rhode Island game and looking to improve, and staying focused on just the daily work that's in front of us, and what's in front of us, because I've heard that before, like, everything is in front of you. Like, what's in front of us is Tuesday's practice, and coming out and focusing in on doing the things necessary to perform on Saturday. And that's, having a physical practice, that's having a high energy practice. And then just, getting things corrected, and just taking that daily approach, I think, is going to be the difference in this game.
Next question from Travis Lee. Go ahead, Travis.
Hey Jordan, just real quick one. I guess the things that you did defensively, are those things that can be repeatable? And is this, defense have the makeup of a defense that can dominate, the back half of the schedule?
Yeah, I mean, I just know that, like, our players did a really nice job of just taking what we emphasized in the week and applying it. I think one of our best games this season of, hey, here's the thing, here's the three things we got to do on offense, here's the three things we got to do on defense, and then we went out and did them. And I thought the coaches did a great job of just emphasizing them, drilling them, whether it's a fundamental thing, or a schematic piece, to the game plan. But you saw us, we could look to that today with the players and say, like, this is what we emphasize, and look, this is what we did. We did it, and we put it into action. And so certainly think the defense, I thought they had a really nice day in terms of, again, just physicality up front. Thought the guys played hard up front, thought the back end really covered well. There's some things we got to clean up in terms of receivers being open, and getting a little bit tighter on certain routes. But when they played together, and I think that's the big piece, and that's what we've been searching for as a defense, is just playing together.
Next question from Steve McDonald. Go ahead, Steve.
There you go, Coach. Sorry about that.
No worries.
You touched on URI. Just wanted to, as far as the fourth quarter stuff, And I know it's only been a day since your last game, but in specifics, either offense or defense, what concerns you about what they're doing?
Well, I mean, just looking at their team, offensively, I think they do a really nice job being able to attack any type of weakness that you have, and they'll find that in the run game. I think they vary up the run game enough to make you really work at it and work to try to fit it up. I know they're a team that has the ability to play fast, and play with an up tempo, and that's always a challenge for us defensively for any team. Is to get your feet settled, get yourself lined up and play football. So, those are some concerns. I think that defensively, they've really been playing well. I think looking at their yards per play, they really kept it down, and ultimately that kind of leads to points and or limiting points. So, I know just their front as well has been disruptive and getting in the backfield and making plays. So, I just think it's going to be, a game, that's really going to, come down to details, come down to taking care of the football as well, on the road and, and in someone else, a CA game on the road. I mean, that's as tough as it gets.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jordan, you're going up against a really experienced quarterback in Connor Watkins. You sacked him 7 times. Xavier Holmes alone had 5 more hurries. Was that something that you thought you were going to be able to do going into the game, that you could get that much pressure on?
Yeah, I don't think I think the big thing was just like us doing a great job using our hands. Like I said, I mean what was gonna happen was more determined like how we're gonna go about it. So like the players really and the defensive staff did a really nice job just focusing in on like how could we affect him. A lot of respect for Connor Watkins. He's done a he's a big quarterback, talented quarterback, and one that has made us pay in the past. I mean, for sure. So, I think it was like the collective effort of knowing like, hey, like here's the things we can do to try to affect him. And the players went out and did it. So, really just, like I said, just proud of their effort and their focus.
And then just we've talked so much about the defense. I don't want to get lost in the offense. Carter Peavy, 16-18, 173 yards, 3 touchdowns. And then you were also able to get some balance in the running game. You had 155 yards rushing with a variety of different backs. How well did you think your offense performed to be able to control the ball some?
Certainly. I mean, I think we were down time possession, just way the way the game flow was in the first half, with special teams having a role in scoring and then turnovers having a role in scoring. Offense wasn't on the field a lot in the first half, but I thought we were, I thought the O-line really played well, and gave up one sack, in a high red situation. And I thought that they, really work to finish blocks, stay connected to blocks, and then we saw that. And I thought the backs, Brian Santana Fiss and Tavion Banks, really did a nice job. And then just going back to Carter, I think Carter, has a really good mindset, really mature mindset, where he's able to refocus every week, put the last game behind him, and go out and execute a game plan. And that's certainly what he did. And like I said, I thought the coach did a good job with a plan, putting it together, and I thought he was efficient, and he connected with a lot of different guys as well.
All right, Jordan, thanks for your time here this morning. Safe travels to Rhode Island, and look forward to talking again next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you. Again, for media members on the live, if you have questions for